Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The sun is shining bright in Chapel Hill right now. If it doesn't look like this outside yet, it will. I'm tracking the transition from raining clouds to sunshine hour by hour coming up.
Also, breaking news on WRAL. What Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson is saying today about Israel and previous comments he's made that many view as anti-Semitic.
And more breaking news, how Israel's war against Hamas is prompting opposing rallies today in the Triangle. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. We do have some rain in the viewing area right now.
Yeah, and meteorologist Kat Campbell is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center here to talk about where it's falling, where it will fall, and what it means for the state fair, which just started out there, Kat.
The good news is, Jeff, it looks good for the state fair. We still have a lot of clouds around Raleigh and Wake County, but the rain is mainly to the south at this point. Fayetteville still seeing some rain, Goldsboro, even some sprinkles left in Johnston County, but the northern extent of this rain shield is now south of Raleigh, and that is great news for the start of the state fair today. If we zoom in on some of the areas still dealing with the rain, Rayford, it is almost done for you. Done, you still have a little bit of rain left to the west in Goldsboro. Some light rain continues to fall. If we take a closer look at Futurecast for the remainder of the afternoon, by 1 o'clock, any lingering showers should be a bit closer to Wayne County, Sampson County, perhaps a sprinkle left in Cumberland County. As the kids are heading home from school, though, we're mainly dry for the bus stop forecast this afternoon. And then as we leave work 5 o'clock, the commute looks good and we should see a lot more sunshine by the time you are driving home this evening. We're already seeing that sunshine for many of us. Durham, Chapel Hill has seen a bit more sun, especially up toward the Virginia line. We're still locked in here in Wake County, but we are going to see the clouds gradually clear for the remainder of the afternoon. 68 degrees in Durham. You can see the blue sky mixed in, still mostly cloudy in Raleigh at 68, and Fayetteville with the rain coming down just 63 degrees. Better weather on the way for the state fair. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us live from the fair with your afternoon fair forecast and weekend fair forecast coming up.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of Minnesota right now. We're learning five officers have been shot in what they're calling a critical incident. This all happened around 7:15 this morning. The suspect who shot them is not in custody, but they do say that suspect is contained. This is footage. This is live footage of the scene right now. You can see multiple officers there. They say three officers are being treated at one area hospital. Two officers were taken to another hospital. There's no word on their official conditions right now, but all of the injuries are thought to be non-life threatening at this moment. The scene did show a small home and several outbuildings just off of the road. There is no danger to the general public right now. They say that suspect is not in custody, but they do have him contained. Five officers shot. That is what we know right now. Soon as I know more, I'll bring it to you from the Live Center.
All right, Michelle, we'll wait for that. Thanks for the update. Today, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson declared this week North Carolina Solidarity with Israel Week. He also declared Saturday a day of prayer for the victims of the Hamas attack.
And he took these actions after declaring himself acting governor because Governor Roy Cooper is in Japan on a trade mission. WRAL Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie was there for today's announcement. She joins us live from the state legislative building. And Laura, this is a little unusual for a lieutenant governor to be acting as governor while a governor's away.
Technically, you're right. It is, Renee. But according to the state constitution, the lieutenant governor is acting governor whenever the actual governor is out of the state. Now, of course, that was written before cell phones and the internet, so that's not really observed. And, you know, lieutenant governors really don't do this. There's really no precedent for this in modern memory, really. It appears to be an attempt by Lieutenant Governor Robinson to address some statements that he's made in the past. Robinson has a long history of inflammatory statements on social media, including some that appear to be anti-Semitic and deny that the Holocaust happened. In 2018, Robinson posted that this foolishness about Hitler disarming millions of Jews and then marching them off to concentration camps is a bunch of hogwash. He also called the movie character Black Panther, quote, a fictional hero created by an agnostic Jew and put to film by a satanic Marxist. How can this trash that was only created to pull the shekels out of your Schwartz pockets invoke any pride? Asked about those comments today, Robinson said they were poorly worded, but he wouldn't say whether he apologized for the content.
There was never any anti-Semitism intended from those words. There's never been any anti-Semitism within me. I've never been anti-Semitic. I've never had anything against the Jewish people.
Reaction from others in the political world was swift. A spokeswoman for Governor Roy Cooper posted on social media, "It is tragically ironic that someone with a long history of hate speech against Jewish people would take advantage of death and destruction in Israel for his own political purposes. Governor Cooper believes that Israel needs both our prayers and our support." Cooper this morning did order all flags in the state to half staff for the next weekend, as he said, to commemorate the innocent civilian victims of the war. His staff says he is still directing the business of the state.
Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie live in Raleigh. Thanks, Laura.
Off the top of this newscast, we told you about the opposing sides locally regarding the war in Israel with Hamas. And we want to take you to Chapel Hill right now because Chelsea Donovan is standing by. There's a clash between opposing sides there right now. Chelsea, explain what's happening.
I'm going to step out of the shot and show you what's going on right now. This has been chaos really all morning with these two sides fighting back and forth. They're actually now fighting over which side is going to have their flag flying high here on the campus of UNC, right outside of the library now. Hundreds have turned out. You can see with Kurt's live shot, some of the Jewish community students here are really trying to overcome this pro-Palestine rally. Now, this was touted as a resistance rally. Students and professors looking on as a large group of students have been holding signs stating free Palestine, colonization is violence, and supporting Israel is supporting colonization. Now, many UNC students with that organization spoke at this event shouting things like free Palestine and Israel is a terrorist. We should mention that this was a rally, and it's still getting pretty heated here, as many Jewish students showed up in opposition with signs stating stand with Israel and rape is not resistance. That's referring to Israel's reports of what Hamas is doing right now. Now, the two groups have been shouting at each other all morning throughout the rally. Many students screaming at the group holding, many Jewish students screaming that this group is pro-killing in Israel. Now, we should mention that campus security here has also been increased throughout the morning, as university is pretty much right now on high alert during this protest and subsequent rally. But as you can see, things are still underway here on the campus of UNC. This is expected to go about another half an hour. You'll hear from many of these students on both sides coming up in our later newscasts.
You can see and feel the tension there in Chapel Hill with the emotions running high on both sides of this, with Israel and Hamas at war going into its sixth day. Chelsea Donovan live from Chapel Hill.
Israel continued to hammer the Gaza Strip with airstrikes today as the war entered that sixth day, and the Israeli military said it was preparing for a potential ground assault on Hamas in Gaza. While the death toll has reached now more than 2,700 people on all sides of this conflict. Kelly Cobier reports from Tel Aviv.
Well, here in Israel, they're digging fresh graves for the more than 1,200 victims of this attack, even as Israeli fighter jets continue to bombard Gaza, hitting targets in northern Gaza overnight. The Israeli Defense Forces saying they struck 450 targets overnight and into the morning, leaving some streets just completely unrecognizable. The IDF said that they're hitting operation command centers used by operatives who carried out this attack on Israel. Inside Gaza, the situation for civilians is extremely difficult. Hospitals are overrun. Doctors are talking about large numbers of children being brought in with traumatic injuries. Half of the Palestinian population in Gaza is under the age of 19. They are running out of fuel very quickly at these hospitals and could be basically inoperable, not able to care for patients in a matter of days. And there's also, of course, a lot of concern for the hostages being held, anywhere from 100 to 150 hostages. We do know that Americans are among them. The White House hasn't specified how many, only saying that it's a small number. President Biden really pushed on this yesterday, asked what the U.S. was doing to free them. He said there are a lot of things happening to free them and that he hasn't given up hope.
Kelly Cobier reporting from Tel Aviv. The cost of living increase for Social Security recipients next year will be 3.2%, significantly smaller than the 8.7% increase this year, which was to cover high inflation. The cost of living increase, COLA as it's known, takes effect in January and is based on the Labor Department's estimate of what Americans paid for things from July through September compared to a year prior. The new consumer price index is also out. Prices that consumers pay for a wide variety of goods and services rose slightly by 0.4% in September. And today's report comes just a day after the producer price index was released. That showed wholesale inflation rose by 0.5 percentage point in September, which was a little more than expected. Now that sound, and it's official. The 2023 State Fair has begun just moments ago.
Yeah, gates just opened. WRL's Destiny Patterson is live out at the State Fairgrounds where people are starting to filter in and get their fair fix. Destiny.
Well, you can probably start to see people trickling in behind me. We've got lots of vendors. They are putting their final touches on preparation here, getting ready for people to come into the state fair. We also saw quite a few of these rides doing some test runs before people actually get on them. It's a really exciting air out here, and it also smells amazing. You can smell some of the food that they've got cooked up here. It smells like that good barbecue, that fried food. One of the things that they noted, the organizers, is that you should have a plastic or clear bag when you're coming into the state fair just to speed up the process. It's not required, but it is encouraged to help out with safety and security in the area and, again, get you through security quicker. NC State students, too, this is a great opportunity for you. Discounted tickets, $8. The theme this year is Best Day Ever. It includes a two-tier carousel and globally inspired dishes. And for those of you coming in, Already this afternoon, I've seen quite a bit of traffic, but the good news is that there is some off-site parking options for you. You can hop on a shuttle and it'll bring you right near those gates. We have a state fair guide for you on WREL.com.
All right, Destiny Patterson reporting live from the state fairgrounds as people get in the state fair.
All right, very different scene, as we told you, in Chapel Hill. We want to take you back and give you some live pictures there because there is a clash of protesters happening right now, a pro-Palestine side as well as a pro-Israel side, and they are arguing over whose flag will fly higher out there. These are live pictures, once again, from right there, both sides getting into some heated clashes out there. Chelsea Donovan was reporting on and telling us about. We're going to keep an eye on this for certain. Gymnastics legend Mary Lou Retton is getting waves of support from across the country.
That's as she battles a rare form of pneumonia. We'll have an update on her condition coming up.
Also ahead, why many more Americans are now identifying themselves as non-religious.
And we have gray skies here at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds, but blue sky is coming. I wish I could promise the weekend would be dry at the fair. I'll show you when you may need to bring your umbrella out here.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
With Israel at war with Hamas, people here in the Triangle are making their voices heard about how they feel regarding Israel and Palestine. Let's go back out to Chapel Hill, where Chelsea Donovan is covering clashing demonstrations. Look at that turnout behind you, Chelsea.
Absolutely. What started out as a peaceful protest here with a pro-Palestinian group made up of students has turned chaotic. I want to show you what's happened. these students that have called the rally are now creating this barrier here so these Jewish students who are opposed to what they say can't get through, because as we know, a Jewish professor just a few minutes ago tried to take a Jewish flag onto the steps here. He was pushed off the steps by the folks who called this rally, and a drink was also thrown on him. That is when UNC Chapel Hill police, there's a lot of them out here, carted that man away for questioning and also just to get him out of harm's way. But you can see here, Kurt, turn around. You can see the students here kind of arm in arm locking. So these folks that are opposed to them, that are standing with Israel, many of the Jewish students in this community, don't go through, because it started to get really heated. As you saw earlier, it was kind of the fighting over the flags. And so there are a lot of speakers out here that are trying to get their message across, a lot of shouting, a lot of chaos. There is probably, I would say, at least 1,000 people here on campus. This was a rally that was called by the Students for Palestine earlier this morning. It was touted as a resistance rally, but in that flyer that they sent out across campus, there was a paraglider on that has caused a lot of concern for many who are opposed to that message. So you can see the speakers are still going strong here an hour and a half into this. But we should mention campus security is on high alert. There are multiple police officers surrounding this area, even carting off a UNC professor, a practicing Jew, who was pushed down the stairs and got a drink thrown at him. So this is a situation that is still unfolding. A lot of voices want to be heard, a lot of different views, so we're continuing to monitor the situation.
You're talking about the police presence and the security presence there. We can't really see any on the video that you have there, but has there been an arrest made?
There has not been an arrest made. He was just taken off because it got a little too violent here. Like I said, he was pushed down the stairs here and then had a drink thrown at him because he was trying to show a flag that they were not supporting. And so we know right now that he is still out in this area. I don't see him now, but he was being questioned by police.
And Chelsea, do you see a strong police or security presence there, given the turnout and the strong emotions being expressed here at these protests?
Yeah, you can see, Kurt, if you can zoom in, they're kind of at the perimeter, so you can see two UNC Chapel Hill police officers here, and they're kind of around the perimeter. There looks to be about 8 or 9 different officers here. Oh, and if you see to your left there, there is the man in the blue shirt who was carted off. Kurt, let's see if we can talk with him. Excuse me. We understand that this is a professor here on campus who was pushed down the stairs and had a drink thrown at him. Sir, I understand that you were carted off by police, but you were obviously kind of trying to say a strong message. How are you feeling this afternoon after this rally?
I don't know what to say anymore. Those people are your support, people that killed hundreds of people, kids, babies, put babies in chains and burned them, beheaded people, took as hostages, people with dementia in their 80s, raped publicly women. This is what they support, so you ask them, that's their life.
I understand you had the Israeli flag and you were kind of going up the stairs, and then I noticed that you were pushed down the stairs and had a drink thrown at you. What is this, the remnants of something? I mean, I know that you have a strong opinion and you wanted your voice to be heard, and then it sort of got a little violent. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I did not do anything violent.
Sure.
They pushed me and I stayed there. I'm Israeli. I don't think once you just watch what was done in recent days, and the horrors that were done by them that are comparable to ISIS, comparable to Nazis, that's just a fact. So, I mean, it's sad that there are these people here that support that. It's very scary.
We're glad you're okay and we appreciate you speaking out.
Thank you.
And once again, we'll continue to monitor the situation here in front of the library on the campus of UNC and bring you some of the latest developments in our later newscasts.
Certainly, this is something we'll be following throughout this hour of news online. Get the latest updates at WRL.com, certainly in the WRL News app as well.
It's just so tough, a war thousands of miles away, but certainly feeling the effects here at home. We are also keeping track of the weather, and meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is out at the State Fair, which the gates just opened about 20 minutes ago, and gray and cloudy skies behind you, Elizabeth, but I'm told we will see some sunshine.
That sunshine is... It's going to be a nice afternoon at the fair. And you know, Thursday is going to be a really good day to come because there's a little lighter. You know, the lines aren't quite as long. So what do you love about the fair? The rides, the exhibits, the food, right? So we're helping you out this year at WRL. Our theme is picnic at the fair. And so we have all these great tables set up over here. You know, you can have lunch with PETA or Kat or Mike or Anthony. He's awfully tall. but we're just looking forward to having so much fun here at the fair. You know, this is the first day, and it does look like the weather is going to cooperate. Let's take a look at radar. Kat showed you at the beginning of the newscast that rain is really moving out pretty quickly. We still have some showers that are in the southern part of the viewing area, but on dual Doppler 5000 radar, you can see that that's where the rain is, and it is moving out of our area pretty quickly. We can zoom in down south, and you can see where those showers are headed out of the viewing area at the moment. We're going to take a look at the big picture, and we have a low pressure system that's sitting down off the Gulf of Mexico, and that is where we're getting all this rain from. It produced a lot of tornadoes in North Florida this morning. We're going to be on the stable side of this, so we're not looking at any thunderstorms, of course. As a matter of fact, what we're looking at is the rain moving out, the skies clearing, even in our southern county. So our fair forecast for this afternoon is great. We already have some sun that's trying to peek out. I can see some blue sky right here beside our WRAL tent, looking at 73, a very comfortable temperature this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, and it stays clear and dry for the rest of the day. Right now it's 68 degrees, our dew point's 58, so it's a touch on the muggy side. But again, we're looking at just a really nice day. Our temperatures are near normal. 75 is our normal high. Tomorrow, if you like it a little bit warmer, we're going to pop up to 80 degrees. And then on Saturday, we do have a chance for rain. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a little while. Our temperatures behind Saturday's front are going to drop into the 60s, and we have a good chance of below normal temperatures all the way through the end of the fair from Sunday until the following Sunday. So if you like it crisp and cool, you want to grab those sweaters, this is going to be the weather for you. But of course, Saturday is going to be the day that we have to deal with the rain. Right now, it looks like we could see rain for a good chunk of the day on Saturday, and we're going to take a look at Futurecast, and I'm going to show you when to expect that rain. And I also have some good ideas of what you could do here at the fair if it is raining, coming up in just a bit.
Sounds good, Elizabeth. Thank you. The rules contractors have to follow just changed, and it could impact your next home remodeling project. Today at 4, 5 on Your Side explains why it matters for anyone doing a home remodeling project.
Plus, efforts are underway to increase safety for cycling in Raleigh. At 5:30, WRL data trackers explain what's being done. Plus, still ahead this noon, a number of T-Mobile customers may be in for a surprise.
Coming up, when they could see a price hike and by how much.
And later, why more young people are picking up a bad habit, cigars. Unlimited plans for some T-Mobile customers may be getting more expensive. A report says customers of the carrier's older plans, like One, Simple Choice, Magenta, and Magenta 55 Plus, will be moved to newer plans. That'll start in November in that billing cycle. The report says affected customers will pay between $5 to $10 more per line. The report adds T-Mobile plans to send out notices to customers starting October 17th.
Indecisive about what food you want delivered? Uber Eats is making ordering from two places at once easier for you. The food ordering company says they have a new feature called multi-store ordering. So you can now add an additional order from a nearby restaurant, convenience shop, without having to pay an extra delivery fee. So the next time you want a meal from one restaurant and maybe dessert from another close by, you can choose to bundle another store in your order.
We have breaking news happening right now in Chapel Hill.
Just ahead, another live report on the confrontation between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli demonstrators on UNC's campus.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Welcome back this noon. We start this half hour of news by taking you straight back out to UNC Chapel Hill right now, where there has been a heated confrontation, physical at times, between pro-Palestinian supporters and pro-Israeli supporters out there getting together and clashing. And Chelsea Donovan is there on campus joining us again live. Chelsea.
Yeah, we're with one of the organizers here for this pro-Palestinian rally. He wants to remain anonymous, but tell me a little bit about why you guys decided to hold what you called...
Can I talk about what I just saw was your headline? Because you said that a Jewish professor was injured. Was that the headline that you gave?
We said that the Jewish...
He was calling us Nazis. He was yelling in our face. I have video of him going back and forth and calling us Nazis. He went into everybody's face and he said, Nazis, Nazis, Nazis. I am Jewish. My grandfather, Joe Oppenheim, came here from Europe. His father fought for Germany in World War I, and then in World War II, he was in Theresienstadt. They said that there was a train for the sickly, and he was taken to Auschwitz and killed. Am I a Nazi? I am standing against fascism in a fascist state right now.
We appreciate you clarifying that. He did mention that he was pushed down the stairs and a drink was thrown on him. Now that's why I'm coming to you, so you can let me know why you and other students have organized this rally today. Tell me a little bit about the importance of being out here so you could speak freely and express yourself.
We are out here to support Palestine and to support the Palestinian resistance.
Okay, a lot of these folks that are coming here by with the Israeli flag are concerned that you support Hamas and terrorism. Tell me your viewpoint on that.
We support the Palestinian resistance.
And what is your message for the campus here today?
Look, UNC needs to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel. That is UNC's role. UNC has the fund, which is an incredibly untransparent, I believe, over $10 billion fund, which is invested in ways that we have no idea how. That is why it is in called the fund. And I may be getting the name wrong. If so, I apologize. We need to see what is in there, and we need to remove all those investments from Israel.
There have been many concerned students and professors and community members that are greatly concerned about your flyer with the paraglider coming in. What can you say to that?
Look, we see images of Israeli jets all the time. Israeli jets are shown on the news. They are celebrated. Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of jets are given to Israel. They are everywhere. We are so horrible for showing a paraglider. What about their jets? Israeli jets have killed thousands and thousands of thousands of Palestinians, but that's okay?
We appreciate you lending us your voice and your strong opinion. Thank you so much. So you can see there are strong sides to both of this as this continues here on the campus of UNC in front of Joyner Library. We'll continue to bring you some of these voices in our later newscasts and on WREL.com.
Certainly, as we said, we'll be following this throughout this newscast. Obviously, a very heated situation there, a very opinionated situation there from some of those folks. Chelsea Donovan live for us on scene there.
We'll continue to keep an eye on those demonstrations and break in during this newscast when necessary. Let's get to Michelle McConaughey in the WRAL Live Center with breaking news.
Yeah, we're following some breaking news. Franklin County Sheriff Kevin White says right now there is a major manhunt underway for robbery suspects in Lewisburg. He posted these pictures to his Facebook page. He said last night his team had surveillance set up at Dollar General there in Lewisburg, and they are continuing to search for robbery suspects. They say shortly before closing, two deputies spotted a suspicious vehicle. The suspects attempted to enter the Dollar General. When deputies approached them, that is when they returned to their car and began to open fire on the deputies. Now, despite being shot out, he said that the deputies continued to pursue these suspects until they reached a darkly wooded area. They say that these suspects do remain at large this afternoon, again calling it a major manhunt operation. He says if you know anything, call 911.
Seven students were sent to the hospital this morning after their bus hit a building. Take a look at this video we have. It happened on NC-87 near Judge Sharp Road after the bus driver went off the road, hit a driveway, and then ran into a wooden building. 18 students were on that bus, and seven were taken to the hospital. Their injuries, they're said to be able to recover from them. The rest were not hurt. The district superintendent sent out a statement to parents notifying them of the accident and thanking first responders and school administrators. The bus driver is 75-year-old Ronald Farrow. He had minor injuries. He was charged with failure to maintain lane control.
An investigation is underway after a woman's body was found in a field in Fayetteville. A man was walking his dog near Fieldcrest Street and Cedric Street last night, just before 8 when he found the body. Police have not released the woman's name yet. If you have any information that can help, call Fayetteville Police. Durham Police are recruiting new officers with a hiring event tonight. It's an opportunity to learn more about the hiring process, salary and benefits, as well as training requirements. Participants can attend in person or over Zoom. Tonight's event runs from 6 until 7 at Durham Police headquarters. Those going to the event should meet in the lobby by 5:45.
The former Granville County Sheriff, already serving prison time for falsifying training records, will spend even more time in prison. In a plea agreement, Brenda Wilkins pleaded guilty to 4 felonies and 2 misdemeanors. All are related to missing evidence in the drug unit, failing to keep proper records, and a plot to murder a former deputy caught on an audio recording. Wilkins was elected 3 times in Granville County. He's expected to remain behind bars until at least next September. The Alabama woman who prompted a nationwide search after claiming she was kidnapped could be on the way to jail. Carly Russell appeared in court yesterday. She pleaded guilty to 2 misdemeanor charges related to the false report. A judge recommended she pay $18,000 in restitution. She's also facing up to a year in jail. Russell was charged after calling 911 back in July, saying she saw a child walking along the interstate highway, and then she disappeared. She showed up later, 2 days later, at a home saying she was abducted. The police investigating this found Russell made up the whole story. A 13-year-old North Carolina boy with autism is now a published author.
Next at noon, what inspired him to share his life experiences with the world and what he hopes to get from it.
Also ahead, we've told you about the rise of vaping among young people. Turns out a growing number of teens are picking up an even worse habit, nicotine habit with cigars, and they are drawn to those stogies.
Let's take you back out live to Chapel Hill. Sky 5 flying over UNC's campus as we are monitoring the pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli groups giving their demonstrations and expressing their views about the war that's been going on for the past 6 days. Strong emotions expressed. Chelsea Donovan is there. We will keep track of these demonstrations for you and let you know what happens.
There's a new report out that shows cigars are becoming increasingly popular among young people in the U.S. A report by Rutgers University finds about 500,000 youth smoked cigars. Now, with more than 800 of those young people trying it for the first time per day. The report says small flavored cigars are often cheap to buy and partly to blame for this. The report shows cigars are now the 2nd most popular tobacco product for youth. The FDA says it is finalizing plans to ban the sale of flavored cigars.
A teen author from Farmville in Pitt County has written a book with a special message to others on the autism spectrum. Ziggy Williams is 13 years old. He wrote Ziggy's Superbrain as a tribute to people with autism. The autobiography is based on his own experiences and focuses on how Ziggy overcomes his daily challenges with kindness.
I want our kids to know what it's like to have autism, and that it's okay to be unique in your own special way.
Ziggy and his mom also founded a nonprofit raising money for people with autism. They hope to someday open a sensory center in Eastern North Carolina. A recent poll shows more Americans consider themselves non-religious.
Coming up, a closer look at the reasons behind the move away from organized religion.
Also ahead, if you buy feminine hygiene products, you may be due for reimbursement and not just for a single brand. We'll explain how you can get that money. Follow
following some breaking news right now in the WREL Live Center. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez facing new charges this afternoon, accusing him of accepting bribes of a foreign government and acting as a foreign agent. This new indictment was filed by a federal grand jury in Manhattan, alleging Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps that secretly aided the government of Egypt. Menendez and his wife Nadine last month pleaded not guilty to corruption charges.
A recent poll finds the number of Americans who don't identify with a religious group is gaining momentum. Ted Lindner takes a look at the numbers and what else they may indicate.
A growing number of Americans don't identify with any religion. This, according to a recent poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research.
In 1972, only 5% of Americans identified as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. Today, it's 30% of Americans identify as nuns.
Of the 30% who don't identify with a religion, 14% said they were either atheist or agnostic. The other 16% said they were nothing in particular.
Atheists, who are the ones who say God does not exist. Agnostics are people who say that we can't know if God exists or not. And then a third group is called nothing in particular. And this group is actually the fastest growing religious group in America today.
But does a lack of religious affiliation mean people don't believe in a God? Researchers say no, citing how 43% of those who don't identify with a religion still believe in some sort of higher power.
The people that are the nuns shouldn't be thought of all as religion haters, because I have great respect for a lot of religious leaders.
Some who don't identify with a religious group are instead focusing on meditation and spirituality.
I want to create experiences for people where they connect first of all to themselves in a deeper level, but then also to the world around them.
Meanwhile, 64% of poll participants did identify with a Christian belief. Researchers also found that more Americans than not think a lack of religion is bad.
It's a very good possibility in the next 30 or 40 years there will be more non-religious Americans than there will be Christians in the United States for the first time in American history.
Menstrual product makers are working together to reimburse people for the sales tax they pay on feminine hygiene products. Shoppers in 21 states, including North Carolina, pay sales tax on products like tampons, pads, and menstrual cups. This Tampon Tax Coalition calls it an unjust tax on medical necessities. The brands in the partnership include August, The Honey Pot, Diva, and more. So shoppers who bought products from those brands can submit their receipt through tampontaxback.com for reimbursement.
The gates are open. The fair is on. I can see the Ferris wheel turning right now. There are gray skies above the North Carolina State Fair right now. But Elizabeth Gardner is outside at the fair right now. Always a ray of sunshine, Elizabeth.
Hey, those rays of sunshine are coming out, too. It's going to be a fantastic afternoon. But I tell you what, it is likely to rain on Saturday. And at some point during the fair, it's going to rain. So let me show you my favorite secret trick. I love the Jim Graham building. Come on in here with me. This is where all of the animals are. We're going to walk over here. Don't look. It says don't enter. You can't do this at home, but come on over here. And you can see this whole row of cows here. I don't even know if you've ever been in the Jim Graham building or not, but this is such a fun place to come and see the animals. They also have shows that go on all through the fair, where it's mostly the youth, the young people, bring their animals out that they have groomed and taken care of. And again, if it's raining, this is my favorite place to be. That rain that we were dealing with today, though, is moving on out. Let's take a look at the radar again. And you can see, we'll zoom in across the southern part of the viewing area. And you can see just how nice things are looking. There's a look, of course, at just that last bit of rain that's zipping on out of here. We'll take another look at the wide view, too. And you can see, again, where all that rain was coming from. You can watch it slipping off of the East Coast. It was causing a lot of problems for Florida earlier. We had a lot of heavy rain across the southeast, but you can see that that's moving on out.
And it's really going to be a lovely afternoon out here at the fair. I will continue to see clearing skies through the afternoon, no matter what you have planned later on today. Even in our southern counties, all that rain is out of here. But here's what's coming for Saturday. We do have a front that'll come through. Friday's looking like a gorgeous day. It's going to be a shorts and t-shirts day at the fair with a high temperature of around 80 degrees. You see the clouds increasing, and we're going to see that chance of rain moving on in. Again, tomorrow looks beautiful, mostly sunny, 80 degrees. Saturday, unfortunately, we're going to see rain for the bulk of the day, but it may clear out during the evening. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cool at 68. And we're going to see cool temperatures starting on Sunday, continuing for the rest of the fair. We do have a lot of football games, college games on Saturday. Duke plays at NC State, FSU, Livingstone, and that is actually in Salisbury in the western part of the state, and then Miami at UNC. The rain will be over by 8 o'clock for the Duke State game, but it's likely to be wet for the other two, so keep that in mind if you're planning to head out to the games. We do have tropical storm. Sean, it was a tropical depression earlier. It looks like it's going to remain a tropical depression. But then we do have another system that's moving off the coast of off the coast of Africa. It's going to be nice and cool, though, of course, for the remainder of the fair. We'll likely have another chance of rain besides just Saturday. So we have cows in here. My other favorite place is the rabbit barn. It's a barn full of only rabbits, and they are so cute, you guys.
Elizabeth, such a great reminder. The animals are also a huge attraction at the North Carolina State Fair. One airline is offering a new kind of beverage.
It's coffee, but the company says it's not like any coffee you've had before. Why the carrier says passengers are going to like it better.
Your appointment.
As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today. Pro-Palestine and pro-Israel protesters started screaming at each other on UNC's campus. Approximately 1,000 people were there. Many have since cleared that area. At one point, a professor supporting Israel was pushed and had a cup of water thrown on him.
Today, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson declared this week North Carolina Solidarity with Israel Week and declared Saturday a day of prayer for the victims of the Hamas attack. He also downplayed previous statements viewed by Jews and others as anti-Semitic. Governor Roy Cooper denounced the move, calling it a publicity stunt. Right now, Robinson is acting governor of North Carolina because Governor Cooper is in Japan on a trade mission.
The North Carolina State Fair is officially open. There are four new rides and more than 30 new food items, and that includes a two-tier carousel and globally inspired dishes. The theme this year is Best Day Ever. Today should be a good day to stop by with less expected traffic, but you should be prepared for some congestion nearby, especially as the weekend picks up.
Alaska Airlines will soon have coffee on flights that it says tastes better in the air. The airline will serve a specially made blend by Stumptown Coffee Roasters. The coffee blend was created to taste smoother while flying. Alaska Airlines says taste buds respond differently at 30,000 feet of altitude. According to the company, the reaction can make food and drinks taste different. Custom coffee will start rolling out on the airline's flights starting December 1st. Time now for our pet of the day. Look at Benny here.
Benny is a beautiful 8-year-old long-haired cat looking for a family to call his own. Benny's owner had to make the heartbreaking decision to give him up when they could no longer care for him. He is an affectionate, people-oriented cat who just needs a second chance at finding a home. He's playful, loves attention, and he will happily greet you at the door every day when you get home.
Benny's neutered, microchipped, and fully vaccinated. He's on a special diet, so he will need a family who doesn't mind giving that extra special care. Benny's adoption fee is $45, and for more information on Benny, you can visit spcawake.org. Coming up at 4, the rules contractors have agreed to follow just changed, and it could affect your next home remodeling project. 5 on Your Side explains why it matters for anyone doing a home remodeling project.
You heard Elizabeth say it. Our cloudy skies will give way to sunshine later this afternoon. NBC News Daily is next on WREL. Your next local news update in 30 minutes.
You can also get breaking news updates anytime with our WREL News app. Have a great day.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.